Welcome to another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley. Without further ado, enjoy the program.
The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor the monthly Monte Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast, highlighting member businesses, events, and organizations. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce exists to promote businesses and events in the Monte Vista area. They serve its members and the community at large by planning and hosting many local events, social media promotions, advertising, and help to improve community relations and communications among the residents and guests of the Monte Vista area. Their mission is to advance a sustainable business environment and improve the quality of life for the community. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is located at 947 First Avenue in Monte Vista. You can call them at 719-852-2731. That's 719-852-2731. Or visit their website, montevistachamber.org. That's montevistachamber.org. And check back at the beginning of every month for another Monte Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast.
Coming up on this podcast are three special interviews. The first is with the November 2020 Chamber of Commerce Business of the Month, Sunflower Bank, featuring Senior Branch Manager Maria Aguilar and Regional Retail Manager Jessica Slattery. Then we have two featured businesses. The first is with the owner and manager of Colorado Seed, LLC, Terry Hillen. And wrapping up this podcast is the other November featured business, ABC Daycare, with owners Jonah and Roger Herrera.
I'm Adam, and this is the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce Business Spotlight for November 2020. Starting with this podcast, we're going to change up the format just a bit. Over the past year and a half, we've introduced all of our chamber officers, employees, and directors to you. So going forward, we'll be featuring three businesses or organizations in each podcast. This month, we're starting out by talking with Maria Aguilar, who is the senior branch manager at our local Sunflower Bank in downtown Monte Vista. Maria is also our chamber treasurer. Maria, welcome back to SL Voices. And as a quick recap of your last interview with us, you are originally from Mexico. You relocated with your father to Center. Then you moved to Monte Vista for more opportunity. You were working in a retail position and were asked to apply as a teller at Sunflower Bank. Now, over the last nearly 13 years, you have worked your way all the way up to senior branch manager. You're involved with the Chamber, the Conquistadors, Rotary, Monte Vista Head Start, and you like spending time with your family and children. Did I get all that right?
Yes, you did.
Again, Maria, welcome back. We thank you for joining us. And also joining us for this podcast is Jessica Slattery. You are the retail regional manager?
Yes, that's correct.
We appreciate you joining us, too. And Jessica, where are you originally from?
I'm from Dodge City, Kansas.
Really?
Yes, Western Kansas.
I have been there.
Have you really?
It's a neat little town.
I get that a lot. Old cowboy town.
Yes, it is. Well, how did you end up in the San Luis Valley then?
Well, I recently started doing Southern Colorado territory and had that added to my Western Kansas territory. So I cover both regions and travel through all of the communities with Sunflower Bank.
Okay, so you don't actually live here in this area?
No. I'll be visiting quite often.
You're visiting. Well, welcome to Monte Vista in the San Luis Valley. It's good to see you here. Any particular hobbies or special interests you have?
Oh, a lot. I love the outdoors. I love animals. I love hunting as well. One thing that my whole family does is jiu-jitsu. That's something we're passionate about, really like to do. And me, leadership. I love leadership. I love helping people grow people and management.
Sunflower Bank is the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce's Business of the Month for November, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about Sunflower Bank, and of course, feel free to get into as much detail as you would like. First, what is your mission and vision?
So, Sunflower Bank, our philosophy is simple here. We offer a full range of financial products that create possibility in all of the lives we touch and the communities we touch.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we want to collaborate with all of our personal and business customers to help them achieve their goals. Sunflower Bank was founded in 1892, and today, with approximately $4 billion in assets, we are headquartered in Denver, Colorado, and we do provide a full range of banking services, including personal, small business, commercial, wealth management, credit cards, home loans, and so much more.
I saw that sign when I walked in. You are a full-service bank. What does that mean?
We offer everything. Whatever service you might need or think you might need or not know you need, we have some expert to talk to you about that. Medallion stamp, guarantees, notaries, lending, accounting for commercial, small business, personal, all of those needs. We have our own wealth management department, so we can sit down and sit with you, talk you through all of that.
Wow. Maria is senior branch manager here. What is like your daily focus? What do you do?
I oversee the growth and operations of the Monte Vista market. I serve customers, help employees grow in their work environment, and get involved in our community.
I also do the same. I help oversee all of the market's growth and operations across the territories. I work with our teams a lot to help them grow, help them become leaders in their own way, help them get involved in their communities, and really just help them become the best that they can in their position.
There's a lot of additional training and stuff goes into this. Do you all have to go to classes and other things?
Well, especially right now with COVID, we do a lot of virtual training, but we do a lot of on-site training. You don't need experience to come work with us. We teach you everything you need to know, and we have a lot of leaders and experts that help grow you along the way.
At the end of the day, Maria, what makes you most happy about what you do?
My customers make me happy. Knowing that I was able to help someone in any way that made them feel better about their financial needs, I love building those relationships and getting to know the people in our community, as well as helping employees be successful.
Jessica, what about you?
Same. My passion for leadership, I think when you see one of your employees grow and they start to develop and really come into their own, that's an awesome feeling, and I get to partake in that every day. But on the flip side, the more our employees grow, the more we're able to see our customers grow. And that's our ultimate goal, is people need help, and that's what we're here to do.
So you really are customer-centric, too.
Very.
That's a good thing. How has the whole COVID-19 situation affected Sunflower Bank, and what have you all had to do to adapt?
So Sunflower Bank has not changed in our dedication to supporting our customers' financial needs.
Okay.
All of our branches have remained open as we take measures to protect the health and safety of all of our Sunflower Bank customers and associates. For our customers who are not comfortable visiting a branch, we have ensured that our customers do have access to their accounts and services digitally. Last month, for instance, we implemented an enhanced personal online banking platform that makes it easier for our customers to bank remotely. And there's a lot of great new features, both on the web version and the mobile app, to help them still continue banking as normal.
What kind of assistance is Sunflower Bank offering? What do we have available for, say, our local small businesses that are struggling right now?
We always offer a consultative approach to our customers. If you are a small business, we can help you review your current circumstances and help put in place the financial plans you need. Whether it means refinancing your loans or coming up with a better commercial payment process, we have credit cards and different options for bank accounts and online banking. We can help a business choose what is right for them. We are an SBA preferred lender, which means that we have an in-house approval process and dedicated specialists to get loans approved more quickly.
That's great. What about your customers? What can you do for them?
Right now, we're working with our customers who received the PPP loans to help them apply for loan forgiveness with the SBA.
Okay.
And because of the consultative approach that we already mentioned, our customers know that we are here for them, and we will work to adjust their banking services as needed.
We don't just set it and forget it. So we're constantly looking to revamp whatever solutions we've prior come up with for them and enhance their products and services continually.
So in other words, if someone's struggling, if they're just not sure what to do, your first recommendation is come in and talk to you.
Absolutely. We want to hear from them. Come see us, because a lot of people, they don't know what direction to go. They don't know what that next step is. We'll sit down with them. We'll talk over what their current situation is and determine what is the best next course of action.
Excellent. What are some other local resources you would recommend for a person or a business to tap into?
Well, the Chamber, of course. That's number one. We actually recommend that every business should have a team of financial experts ready to help them. A CPA, an attorney, an insurance agent, and of course, a banker. You should be able to have totally honest conversations about your financial concerns and goals with all of these advisors and trust in the feedback and expertise that they offer in return.
Is there a common misconception or preconceived notion about Sunflower Bank that either of you would like to dispel?
Not that I'm aware of. If there is, please come see me.
Can you tell me about some of the ways that Sunflower Bank is involved locally here in Monte Vista?
Sunflower Bank is involved in many ways. I represent Sunflower Bank at Rotary, Conquistadors, the Chamber of Commerce. We also help at any events and help schools in many ways, including our ABC program.
That's right, you've got the ABC program. Can you tell me just a little bit about that?
So, yes, Sunflower Bank recently gave a total of $117,835 to schools and students through donations from our ABC program, including $3,068 given here locally in Monta Vista. We are really thrilled with how the community participates in the program to generate these types of donations that are needed now more than ever.
My team and I are currently registering schools to participate in the ABC program's next donation cycle. And now through November 30th, we are also collecting report cards at our branches for the ABC program's Pay for A's contest. 5 contest winners per branch are chosen to receive $10 for every A grade, up to a total of $100 per student. You do not need to be a customer of the bank to participate. If you want to learn more, you can visit our website at sunflowerbank.com, ABC, to learn more.
That is great. Working locally with the community. Love it. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
Why did Sunflower Bank join the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce?
To be involved in my community, to build a relationship with my business partners, and to support our community in any way I can.
Obviously, I assume you both believe that local businesses should belong to their chambers. Why?
Connecting. I really think it's all about building those relationships, networking, connecting with your business partners out there, and communicating. Like we said before, we really feel all of our customers need expertise in all of these areas. And we want to partner with our entire community, our people here, our businesses here. Let's learn about what you do. You come learn about us. And I think together, all of us together can really make a difference here.
That is probably the most common answer that I hear is the networking aspect. Being able to get together with like-minded business owners and business managers and rub elbows and share ideas.
People need that.
Yes, they do.
Absolutely. Especially right now when it's a little bit tougher to connect.
Where would you all like to see Monta Vista, say, 3 to 5 years from now? And how would you propose we get there?
Growing and flourishing for sure. How we get there, I mean, everybody wants their community to grow and to develop. And I think the way to get there, number one, is just to get involved in the chamber is a great way to do that. You need to know who's out there, what their struggles are, and then it can help guide them to find those solutions, find those resources, find those experts, and tackle those one by one. Bring the community struggles out in the open. There's a lot of people out here who can make a difference. But first, we need to all come together and acknowledge that and find those steps to move forward.
Is there anything else that either of you would like to mention?
Just get involved, support your community. Let's all work together to make it successful. We're here to support all of our people to be successful in and around Monta Vista.
Jessica, anything to add to that?
I'd say the same. I can't echo that enough. Get involved, but come out and see us. We can help you get involved. We can help you with whatever your needs may be. Give us a chance. We're here. We want to meet you too and hear all about you as well.
Well, Maria, Jessica, I want to thank you all for taking time to talk to us again. Congratulations. You are the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce's Business of the Month for November. I certainly urge people to come here, sit down, learn more about all of the different things that can be done for you. Again, you are a full-service bank right here in Monta Vista. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Colorado Seed, LLC, offers incredible service and products to the community of Monta Vista, the San Luis Valley, and beyond. They are happy to do the same for you. No matter what you are searching for, they have all of the products you could possibly need and guarantee you will receive only the best quality seeds available.
Colorado Seed, LLC, is dedicated to helping you find the seed you need for success in your farming or ranching operation. They're located right here in Monta Vista, Colorado. They're a family-owned and operated business. To find out more, we got together with owner-manager Terry Hillen. Terry, welcome to SL Voices, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Well, we appreciate you joining us. Tell me, Terry, where are you originally from?
Originally, I'm from Nacogdoches, Texas. That's East Texas, 120 miles north of Houston, with a 60-inch rainfall, quite different from the valley.
How did you end up in the San Luis Valley then?
Actually, I married into the seed business and divorced out of it 7 years later. But I liked it so well, I was getting job offers. I came to Monta Vista 6-7 times to view it, the people, the business, and finally accepted the offer.
Great. And that's how you ended up in Monta Vista then too?
That's how I ended up in Monta Vista also.
All right. Well, Terry, tell me a little bit about your past, your history. What did you do prior to forming Colorado Seed?
Actually, before Colorado Seed, I started college going to be a mechanical engineer.
Mm-hmm.
And when I married into the seed business, I became a business major with a minor in agronomy. Funny story, I almost got kicked out of college over an agronomy test.
How's that?
Well, my test was a lab test, had 20 seed identification samples,
mm-hmm.
and I aced it. And one of them was a new release that hadn't been released by Texas A&M. So they thought I had cheated on the test and had to call my father-in-law. He was actually already growing the seed. That's how I was able to identify.
That's great. Are there any groups you're involved with here locally in Monte Vista, the San Luis Valley?
A number of groups. I've been involved with the Chamber, Piedra Bowhunters, Ducks Unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
And for 18 years, Sky High Stampede. I was a board member and president of it two different times.
So you stay busy.
I've kept myself busy.
That's a good thing. Given so much that you do, do you have any off time? So do you have any particular hobbies or special interests?
Not much off time. I do a little farming, breeding, plant selection on some ground I have. As my wife says, I have no off time. I'm always doing something.
Well, Terry, Colorado Seed is one of the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce's featured businesses for the month of November, so congratulations on that.
I appreciate it.
Let's talk about Colorado Seed, and feel free to get into as much detail as you like. First off, what is your mission?
Our mission is to give the customer the highest quality, best seed, and give them actually the seed they need, not what they may have read on the internet or any other sourcing,
mm-hmm.
but give them something we know will work for them and fulfill their dream.
What drove you to start Colorado Seed in the first place?
Actually, I worked for different operations, owned Colorado Seed twice, sold it to larger companies, and went to retire. I retired from Land O'Lakes. I bought the seed company back from Land O'Lakes and had a birthday all on the same day.
Oh, wow.
It's quite a day.
I imagine. Well, how long has Colorado Seed actually been in operation?
Colorado Seed was actually formed in 1976. I bought the company back on October 31st, 2011.
What are the various seeds that you provide, and why did you choose to focus specifically on these particular seed lines?
In our publications, price list, website, we only show, I don't know, 100, 150 different seeds.
I counted 140 on your website.
Our actual inventory, we have over 2,000 different varieties and selections. It's just too large a list to put on a price sheet.
Oh, I understand that.
I've always loved the grass seed, the flower seed business.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always done native harvest, which means you go out and find grass seed that Mother Nature rained on enough and cut it off the ranch and bring it in and make seed.
Again, as I mentioned, I saw some 140 different varieties in several different categories. You have alfalfas and forage grasses, annual forages, cover crops, wildflower mixes, clovers, turf grasses, native grasses, and legumes. Tell me a little bit about some of these.
Well, the alfalfas we promote here locally, the America's line. It's from the Forage Genetics International Operation, which is part of Land O'Lakes. And I was in charge of working with them for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, for Land O'Lakes, I oversaw 9 different operations as operations manager. And when I finally got free from that, I went to a sorghum product manager, national product manager, and then got tagged into acquisitions along with that. So I work heavy with the alfalfa people. I know the products. I know the breeders. They're the best there is in the world. In the legume area, I've been around so long that I know where to source the best seed. Many people here want a clover. Or I say here through the Rio Grande Valley and Eastern Plains are looking for clover rather than an alfalfa for a shorter rotation in their crop. Grasses, like I said, I'm married into a grass seed company, and native grasses is always first in my heart. So I spend a lot of time looking for them, harvest them, know what performs where. cool season grasses, the forage grasses, mainly what we use here in the valley, because it's not quite warm enough for good warm season production. Cover crops, I've been doing that for 25 years. I was importing varieties from Europe that they had been doing for many more years than that. I really like having good documented stuff showing that it works. So we'd bring them in. Actually, I'd test them a year or two here before I release them.
Given the different varieties that you focus on, I guess you would consider yourself a seed expert?
Sure would.
It sounds like it to me.
I mean, when I get calls from the BLM or San Juan Forest saying, what should we plant here? And I know what's in the area. Yeah, I'd say I'm an expert.
That is awesome. We have a local expert here. Is your primary market mostly focused here in the San Luis Valley, or do you go beyond that?
We actually service about 8 states.
Okay.
Retail sales here in the valley is probably 5% or less of what I do. Yet it's part that I enjoy because I get to meet the people. I get to give them the direction of what they really need to plant and see them leave with what they need.
You do retail business here, so instead of someone running over to the next town and going to our big box store to get some native grasses or tough grasses, they can come see you right here.
Yes, and quite honestly, Adam, if they go to the big box store and buy it, they're going to be disappointed. That's a national product. It's meant to work most places all over the U.S., and the San Luis Valley is not most places.
So you have seed specifically for here to offer our people here in the San Luis Valley that's going to work here.
Yes, that's the whole objective, to give the people here, and not just here. I have seeds selected that work extremely well in Albuquerque or in Phoenix or El Paso or Amarillo. Every area is different, so being around as much as I have, I know which grasses, which products work best in each area.
I'm convinced you're an expert in the area. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Terry, at the end of the day, what makes you most happy about what you do?
Actually, I enjoy the retail sales and see a person go out that kind of thought they knew what they wanted when they walked in. And once we get them what they actually need, knowing they're going to be successful as long as Mother Nature will work with them, pretty good feeling.
That's great. Terry, do you have a funny story or something that's happened here at Colorado Seed that you could share?
You know, one of the funniest things that happened this year, after COVID started and there was lockdowns, we saw a tremendous increase in lawn sales, turf grass sales. And I think that's because they were sitting at home and everyone looking at the yard wanting green grass, and possibly the wife complaining a little.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd call and order grass. Not all people, but a few would request that we pick the seed for them. Have the invoice, put the invoice on the windshield wiper. They'd have a check waiting on the windshield wiper and set the seed by the vehicle. And one gentleman came in, and that was a beekeeper suit. I know what they look like with that request, but he waited till we set the seed, picked the check up, and he got out of the vehicle wearing a beekeeper suit.
There's no question this whole COVID-19 situation has affected a lot of things. And how did you all have to adapt?
It was easy to adapt. Just followed by the rules, posted the signs, limit the number of people you can have in the office at a time. However, most of our business is done over the phone.
Is there a common misconception or preconceived notion about Colorado Seed that you'd like to dispel, a misunderstanding that people may have?
At one time, people thought we didn't do retail, and I don't really know why, but we have always done retail out of that store.
Where are you located? Because I want to encourage people to come see you and look at these lines of seeds and learn from you about what's going to work here.
We're located 2 blocks north of the Dairy Queen and then 1 block to the east. You can actually see my elevator legs from almost anywhere in town.
Terry, where do you see your company, say, 3 to 5 years from now?
Well, I'm actually in the process of turning my company over to my 2 youngest children.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming along great. Ryan's been with me for 9 years now, and my daughter's been with me for 3 now. And I'm pretty confident I've trained them well enough they can make it continue to grow.
Well, the beauty is, too, since it's in the family, they can always pick up the phone and say, hey, Dad, what about this?
I'm sure that will happen some.
Well, where would you like to see Monta Vista 3 to 5 years from now?
You know, I'm kind of excited about Monta Vista. I spent 18 years on the Stampede Committee trying to work with the city and trying to work with, well, Rio Grande County was easier, but it seemed like there was more of a seclusion, less don't let anybody new in. And that's changing. And I think part of it's the reality that they understand if they have more business, they have more tax revenue, which they have more money to do things.
Right.
And I'm seeing that change. I'm super proud of the Friends of Sky High Stampede.
Mm-hmm.
That was a project I worked on for 18 years with a lot of heartbreaks through it. Some of them stayed after it, and it's coming around. And that will really increase the number of people that can come, will come to this town, and it'll support the valley too.
We're excited about it too and looking forward to next year when this building is in place. Why did Colorado Seed join the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce, Terry?
I joined the chamber 25 years ago, maybe. Actually was pretty active for a while, and then when the Land O'Lakes projects took over, I wasn't around as much. A chamber of commerce is kind of the backbone of the business community. Any business here should be a member in supporting it.
So what question should I have asked you but didn't?
I'm just excited to be here and would love to see some people come in and help them out.
Terry, is there anything else that you'd like to mention, sir?
Well, Colorado Seed's been around for a number of years now. We have the knowledge. We have the products. We'd love to see the local people come in, and we'll give you the best advice possible. I have a very strong background in it. My children have learned quite a bit of it. Everywhere we go, they look at everything and ask questions. Come on by Colorado Seed. We'll help you out. We'll give you what you need. A business in any place, there's only three items that really have to take place. One's service, good service. One's a good product, and the other one's a cheap price. And you can only have two of those and be successful. We have two of them, and the one we have is not the cheapest price.
All right, Terry, well, I appreciate you taking the time to tell us about Colorado Seed. As I mentioned at the beginning, you're dedicated to helping people find the seed they need for their success. Obviously, not just farming and ranching. You're local here. You have a retail operation. People can come in. They can talk to you. They can pick your brain. They can learn about what is going to work best for the particular application that they're trying to, from lawns to clovers to alfalfa. Over 1,200 varieties of seeds? That's amazing. Terry, thanks. We appreciate your time, sir.
All right. Thank you very much.
Helping to guide young children and their family, giving them powerful words so that they will know how important you are. To help your children grow physically, emotionally, cognitively, socially, and providing them with a good, safe, and nurturing environment. That's the mission of the early childhood professionals at ABC Daycare.
Are you in need of local daycare in the Monta Vista area? With 40 years of experience, you don't need to look any further than ABC Daycare. To find out more, we got together with Jonah Herrera and Roger Herrera to find out more about this great local business here. Jonah, let's start with you. Where are you originally from?
I was born and raised here in Monta Vista.
You're a lifetime resident.
We're a lifetime resident.
That is great. Roger, what about you, sir?
I was born in Cuesta, New Mexico,
And
I was raised over here in Monta Vista.
Great. So you're both local residents. Jonah, tell me a little bit about yourself, your past, your history. What did you do prior to the daycare?
Well, I've been doing daycare all my life. Roger and I got married very, very young. We had a little girl, and we lost her when she was 4 years old. It just put a big hole in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I started with a migrant program, and I had all these beautiful little Navajo babies that I was taking care of. I knew then that that's what I needed to do. In order for me to survive, I needed to do that because they were filling up that hole in my heart.
Sure.
And I was blessed with my daughter about a year later. And 7 years later, I had my son, and the daycare and everything around it has been my life. That's me. That's who I am. It is before, present, future, and I love it. This is what I have to do.
It's in your heart. It's in your blood.
It's in my blood. And I have to thank Roger for being my support and not ever telling me we can't do this. You know, it's been hard. It hasn't been easy. It's been hard, but it's also been a blessing.
40 years. That's incredible. Roger, what about you? What did you do in the past? Support her?
Yes, support her in every which way I can. I'm a retired electrician. I was a volunteer firefighter for the Modesta here.
Oh, okay.
And I was a third-degree member of the Knights of Columbus. I'm a proud, very proud dad.
Ah, that's a great thing. Are there any particular groups that you all are currently involved with in Monte Vista or the San Luis Valley?
I'm a quilter. I did belong to the Quilting Guild, the Chamber. I love to craft. So I'm out there with all the ladies that like to do their craziness. So I enjoy doing that. We used to do St. Martha Society, which was a group of ladies that get together and do funeral meals for the families. But with this COVID thing, everything has just, you know, and it's sad because we're going like, okay, who's taking care of that? You know, we're always wondering, you know, what are they doing?
Roger, what about you? Any particular hobbies or special interest?
I like gardening, work in the yard. I like to go hunting, fishing.
Good stuff.
We love to camp.
Camp.
We love camping.
Well, ABC Daycare is one of the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce's featured businesses for November 2020, so congratulations.
Oh, I'm honored.
Let's discuss ABC Daycare, and please feel free to get into as much detail as you'd like. First, what is your mission and vision?
ABC Daycare mission statement is, children, I want to guide you and your family and give you powerful words so that you can know how important you are, to help you grow physically, emotionally, cognitively, socially, and provide you with a good, safe, and nurturing environment. Let us make a better future for this world today. And my vision statement is, my child, you are my gift to the world. My gift is to do the best that we possibly can for the families in our community. What are your hopes and dreams for your child? This is one of the concerns as an early childhood professional. Please don't get distracted by the demands of parenting and allow even one moment of your time with your child to slip by. Keep in mind how critical the first 3 years of any child's life are to their future development. Those of you with grown children know that childhood is just a whisper in time. And before you know it, they've grown and gone.
Joanna, what does that mean to you?
That means to me that I am going to try to impact these children of how important they are, regardless of race or color or religion or whatever is going around or has gone around. It is important for them to know that they are important. They are our future.
Yes.
You know, if we believe that in our hearts and we show the children how to honor and respect not only their parents, but their peers and whoever they play with, oh, it's just wonderful to see. And I've seen it. I've already seen it. Because when I started a long time ago, and now that these parents are coming back to me, and I see their little faces, and I see how respectful and how honest and how well they have developed, I feel so good.
So your daycare is now serving the children of some of the children you started with.
That's right. I am complete circle. And it's wonderful. I see their parents, the grandmas and the grandpas are coming in. And I knew them when they were young. And they're coming in and they're going like, oh, I remember when we used to have coffee together. And I remember this. And it's wonderful. It is wonderful.
How long have you actually been in operation?
ABC Daycare was established in 1980.
40 years.
40 years, yes. And prior to that, I worked in the migrant program.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an amazing experience for me. At that time, we used to go and pick up little babies out in the fields, in the potato fields, at 6, 7 o'clock in the morning in these poor buses that could barely run, you know. And we used to take them to Center, which was an old warehouse. And we used to take care of all the babies there, all the kids. And that was a learning experience for me. I mean, I saw a lot of poverty, and my heart went out to these mothers that would even have their babies out in the field, and we'd pick them up with their umbilical cord still attached to them, you know, and take them in and bathe them and clean them and feed them and nourish them and do whatever we could for them.
Mm-hmm.
Then when my daughter was born, I kept her with me. I enrolled her in Head Start, and I said, how am I going to stay with her? Because I couldn't let her go. I just was so attached to her. And I started working at Head Start. Well, when she turned 4, she started kindergarten. And I'm going like, now what? So this little place over here was the children's corner. And it used to be a daycare, a nonprofit daycare.
Mm-hmm.
So I started working here. So then a few years later, they said, well, we're going to have to close our doors because we're going under. We don't have no funds to keep it going.
Uh-oh.
And that, to me, was horrible, you know. So they said, Jonah, why don't you buy it? Why don't you run it? And I'm going like, I'm going to have a baby. Right. How can I take all of this, you know? So I went home, I talked to Roger about it, and I said, hon, they're going to close the daycare, and what are we going to do? What am I going to do? You know, I don't want to let go of those children.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, do you think you can make it? I said, I think I can make it. So then I had to go to classes. I had to get my director's license. I had to just redo the whole thing. And the whole deal there was that I would run the children's corner for 6 months until all their paperwork and everything got deleted and all of that stuff. So we went ahead, I purchased the daycare, and we ran it for 6 months. At the end of 6 months, we knew we needed other sources. So I told Mary, she was the one that was working with me, I told her, Mary, we're going to have to do something different because I can't run my household at home and run the daycare. It's just not feasible.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, okay, so what's the plan? And I said, why don't you take the kids on that end of the town and I'll take the kids on this end of the town and we'll both open daycare homes. And she said, well, I don't know about that. And I told her, well, I already did my resources. And I talked to the Early Childhood Council and I said, we'll get a lot more benefits if we go with a small daycare homes instead of a big daycare center. So we both switched and she didn't stay too long in it. And I continued like this. And I've been ABC Daycare ever since.
So, Roger, she brings this idea to you. What were you thinking?
It's crazy. But I stuck with her.
That is great. What would you point to as ABC Daycare's most outstanding accomplishments in the past couple of years?
Oh, my goodness. I could go on and on and on. Like I said, you know, we've gone through a lot of hardships, a lot of financial problems, but it's been wonderful. Our 25th anniversary, we did it at the Mata Vista Co-op. And I had such a wonderful turnout because my daughter and my son got the word out that we were going to have this 25th anniversary, right? So we go to co-op and there's all these other children that were with me way back in the day.
Oh my.
And they came and they celebrated with us and it was wonderful. Another thing that we did as a group, I got my daycare parents and I was doing daycare for another family. This mom got hurt real bad and she was here every day trying to help me. And I told her, Sandra, I said, why don't you get into the daycare field? And she goes, me? And I go, yeah, because you could be earning a little bit of money and at the same time you could be with your own children and you could be helping somebody out. And she said, do you think I could do it? And I said, yeah. Well, she did. She opened her own daycare and both of us got together and I told her, I got a crazy idea. And she goes, oh my God, what now? In fact, it was for Halloween. It was around this time. And we went down to the park and we were having a party with the kids. And the park was so bad. The tables were broken and debris all over. And I told Sandra, I says, Hita, I think we should try and see if we can do something for this park. So we got a petition and I talked to the city. And they said, well, if you get a petition together and maybe have the parents sign it. So I wrote this letter and all my parents signed it. Her parents signed it. And with the lot of money, we got that little park over here. That was one of our biggest and most proudest accomplishments. It was good.
Can you describe a typical day for the children here? Or is there any such thing as typical?
The kids arrive between 6:30 and 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll play around and do their blocks and books or whatever they want to do. It's free play. And at 8:30, we'll have breakfast. And I serve them a hot breakfast if possible. I do belong with a food program. And we serve very good lunches and very good meals. In fact, today, one of my mothers called me and she said, I have a little bit of concern because Crucito is not eating at home. Should I be concerned? I said, no, because he eats all day long. Wow. I serve breakfast. I serve a snack in the morning and then I serve lunch. And then we serve an afternoon snack. Their nutrition is well taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
We go outside. They play. They get fresh air. This is on a daily basis. It's a routine. And what's so wonderful is I have the older kids coming in. They come in at 11. And the little kids are already out there, right? But the big kids will say, hey, what happened to so-and-so? He's not here. They notice who's here and who's not. And if they're not here, they leave that little space left for them. It's pretty good. I love it.
At the end of the day, what makes you most happy about what you do?
It is the end of the day and I am exhausted. But you know what? There's nothing that can take over the fact that when they're leaving, they'll run back to the door because Roger usually has them in the playground and I'm taking care of the babies. They'll come back and they'll have to give me a hug before they leave. And they say, thank you, Nan, for taking care of me. I'll see you tomorrow. That is my blessing. Those are my bonuses. It's my bonus at the end of the day. It makes me feel good.
When it says something, too, if they want to come and hug you.
Right. Or if he's not around, they'll say, Nan, where's Todd? They're always looking for him, too. So it's good. It's good.
That is awesome. We were talking a little bit beforehand, too, about the whole COVID-19 situation and how it's affected things. What have you all had to do to adapt?
Hey, a lot of things. And to tell you the truth, I've always disinfected and cleaned and, you know, sanitized and all of this stuff. But my biggest fear is the children.
Sure.
Be aware. When all this COVID started and we had to make all these changes, kids don't do social distancing. You know, they're hugging. They're touching toys, you know, constantly with each other. And that's the way they express themselves. So I have to really express to my parents how important it is for them to follow the rules. And I said, you know, if you can't follow the rules, I can't help you. We need to respect each other. This is a serious thing. And I knew it was going to hit. I started in January.
Mm-hmm.
I had a chance to apply for this grant. And I told my husband, I said, you know what? We need a lot of PPE supplies because we're going to need them. And he said, are you sure? I said, yeah. And I felt it coming. I felt it. You know where it hits harder? Where you see the parents. I've seen parents lose their jobs. I've seen parents lose their homes. I've seen parents applying for divorce. Parents that I never thought they would. And it's hard because this thing has changed them.
It has.
It has changed them. And I can even see it on the kids. Because when they come in, they want to be here. They know something different is going on at home.
Sure.
They feel it. And even though the parents try to, you know, cushion it or whatever, and try not to do it in front of their kids, kids are smart. They're good sensors. I mean, even if you don't verbally say anything, they feel it.
Is there anything in particular that you'd like the parents to keep in mind as we're continuing to deal with this?
Well, the only thing I would want to express to them is that we're all in this together and we're all going to survive it. We're all going to do the best we can. And hopefully something will break here pretty soon. Wash your hands, you know, do safe distancing, wear your mask. Whatever the government, the scientists are telling us to do, let's do it because we have no other guide.
Where would you like to see ABC Daycare, say, 3 to 5 years from now?
Oh my goodness. I would really like for some lucky lady or couple or somebody to come up to the plate and say, I'm going to do this. Because you know what? We're becoming very distinct. Family childcare homes are, and it's a lot of work, a lot of rules, a lot of regulations from the state.
Sure.
But it is so rewarding. It is very, very rewarding and so much needed. You know, with the COVID hitting, a lot of times we weren't even acknowledged. And I think that's the best thing that has happened to me out of this. Because we have been finally acknowledged that it's not all about centers. It's not all about Head Start. It's not all about preschool. It's not all about school. It starts here. It starts here in my daycare because I take in the babies. And I know those babies. And when I take in a baby, I will have him for the next 2-3 years. And I can evaluate those babies. I can see a child or a baby or an infant. If I'm uptown and Roger tells me, gee, that baby is crying constantly. I go, there's something wrong with that baby. And I can tell. I can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's times when we go and these kids follow me and Roger goes, do you know them? I go, no. But they come to me and I tell him, it's just my scent.
Well, it sounds like you have a sense of discernment too.
Yes. Well, with all these years, you know, I evaluate my babies and the children around me. I think I have a wonderful gift inside of me, not only because I run my daycare or because I've been doing this, it's because I feel it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it in my heart. I can even feel when these babies are not only sick or I should be concerned about them, but I feel it when they're happy. And that's very good. That's a very good feeling.
Why did ABC Daycare join the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce?
I started with the chamber because of my craft bazaars. But I also started, like, people would come and call me and they would say, you know, we want to go skiing or we want to do this or we want to do that. where would be a good place to look for this information? And I'd go, well, call the chamber, you know. They'll lead you to wherever you need. Or, hey, I'm a salesman. I'm selling playground equipment. You know, where could I go to get some information? I go, call the chamber. And then I'm going like, well, heck, if they're looking for daycare, they can call the chamber. So
there you go.
This is why I think I joined.
And why do you think businesses should consider our local chamber?
It's important because who else do we contact? You know, all of us small businesses, especially in our community now, we need each other. My son came back from Denver. He's a cosmetologist, and he had his business in Denver for like 13 years. And he came back and opened a salon here in Mata Vista. When he came back, he said, Mom, I can't get the feel of the merchants sharing and opening up and doing things. And I'm going like, you know what, son, you're absolutely right. Let's change it. So that's when we got together. We joined the chamber. My daughter has been office manager for Mata Vista Eye Care for, over 20 years probably.
Mm-hmm.
And she does a lot of things with the chamber also through the Mata Vista Eye Care. All of us are involved in businesses and stuff.
Where would you like to see Mata Vista, say, 3-5 years from now?
Oh, I would like it to flourish. I would like for our main street to be blooming again. You know what? Our children need also a place to grow.
Mm-hmm.
They graduate and they're going like, okay, now what? It's sad. Unless they're a farmer or want to work with their families or their dad, their mom or whatever, there's nothing here. It's sad.
Well, this really is an agricultural-based community.
Right.
Do you have any ideas how we could get there?
I have no idea. All I know is I see the kids that I have raised. I'm hoping we'll start opening doors and start getting new businesses here. There's so much talent out there.
There is.
And so much knowledge, you know. Look at all of this. When in our days were we going to see something like this? You know?
She's talking about all the equipment set up here.
Yes. And I see it on the kids. The kids will come in. First thing they ask me, Nan, do you have a Wi-Fi? Or do you have a Wii? I'm going like, the only Wii here is me and you, honey. That's it.
So what question should I have asked your wife and didn't? We've covered it all?
Yeah, I think
all
so.
All right. Was there anything else that you'd like to mention?
I would really like to see more childcare providers getting into this field. It is a field that is very important. It is very, very needed in our community. I am hoping to retire here pretty quick, but I can't retire if there's nowhere for these kids to go.
Sure.
I need to be in a place where I'm going to feel right. And I've been doing this too long, but not long enough. But it's hard. It's hard. And childcare is not cheap.
No, it's not. Good childcare.
Quality childcare. You need to find, and it's out there, and there's no reason why you can't have it. We have a lot of resources. Department of Social Service will help these families looking for daycare.
Mm-hmm.
They might have a little small copay. It doesn't matter. There's funds out there, but if we don't use them, they send them out. So we need to use them. We need to use them. The Early Childhood Council in Alamosa is very resourceful. They will open their doors, and they will tell you, okay, we have first aid CPR going on. We have grants that are available. Let's get together. Let's fill them out. Let's do this. And they'll call me and they'll say, Jonah, what do you think about this? And I'll give them my opinion. And Lord and behold, it comes through. We've had a lot of luck with it this year. The parents, their income was cut. Their hours were cut. They were unable to get formula, diapers, wipes. We got our resources from the Early Childhood Council. We came home one evening. And the porch was full of diapers and formula and wipes. And it was like Christmas for us and our parents. I told the parents, don't worry about it. We're good. We're good. We're still good. And this started way back in February. And we're still good because those supplies are still coming. So it is wonderful. And people come together, you know. And I've had people call me and they'll say, Jonah, I'm sure you're having some parents that are having a hard time. What can we help you with? And I'll say what their needs are, whether it's clothes, shoes, hats, coats, jackets. It doesn't matter. Bring it.
Amazing story. Well, Jonah, Roger, I want to thank you both for taking the time to talk to us about ABC Daycare. I certainly wish you both the best and continued success. Thank you both.
Thank you
very much.
For all of your banking and financial needs, look no further than Sunflower Bank. Maria and her staff are ready to assist you today. Sunflower Bank gives back to the area schools through their ABC program and participates in many local events, including the Southern Rocky Mountain Agricultural Conference, the San Luis Valley Sky High Stampede, an annual fair to benefit children, and the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce's Home and Garden Expo. They are also proud to contribute community ambassador scholarships for area high school seniors. Conveniently located at 101 Adams Street in Monta Vista, stop by today or call them at 719-852-5901. That's 719-852-5901. Sunflower Bank is a full-service bank offering such services as an ATM, a notary on site, safe deposit boxes, a drive-thru, and more. Colorado Seed LLC is dedicated to helping you find the seed you need for success in your farming or ranching operation, lawn care, flowers, and more. They're located in Monta Vista, were established in 1976, and are a family-owned and operated business. Terry and his family have been striving to create lasting relationships with their customers and guarantee that you can count on them for honest pricing and quality seed. You can find out more on their website at coloradoseedllc.com. That's coloradoseedllc.com. Stop by their retail shop at 195 North Washington Street in Monta Vista or call 719-852-3505. That's 719-852-3505. Colorado Seed LLC. In business for 40 years, ABC Daycare wants to help guide you and your family and give you child-powerful words so that they can know how important they are. Their mission is to help your child grow physically, emotionally, cognitively, socially, and provide them with a good, safe, and nurturing environment. Let them help make a better future for this world today. For more information, call Jonah at 719-852-5584. That's 719-852-5584. Email them at abcjonah323@gmail.com. That's abcjonah323@gmail.com. Located at 323 Faraday Street in Monta Vista, ABC Daycare stands ready to help with your daycare needs today. Have you considered becoming a member of the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce? You should! To find out about all of the great benefits of being a Chamber of Commerce member and how to join, stop by the Chamber office located at 947 First Avenue. You can also call them at 719-852-2731 or visit their website, montavistachamber.org. And be sure to check back next month for another Monta Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast on slvoices.com or any major podcast platform.
The Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor the monthly Monta Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast, highlighting member businesses, events, and organizations. The Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce exists to promote businesses and events in the Monta Vista area. They serve its members and the community at large by planning and hosting many local events, social media promotions, advertising, and help to improve community relations and communications among the residents and guests of the Monta Vista area. Their mission is to advance a sustainable business environment and improve the quality of life for the community. The Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce is located at 947 First Avenue in Monta Vista. You can call them at 719-852-2731. That's 719-852-2731. Or visit their website, montavistachamber.org. That's montavistachamber.org. And check back at the beginning of every month for another Monta Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast.
We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events, more listings in one location than any other website around. You can help spread the word, too, by joining our Facebook group, SL Voices, Your Voice in the San Luis Valley, and liking our posts on other social media outlets. Also, check out our Instagram page for behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please, patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your friends, family, and neighbors. We all love this area and want to see it flourish, and you can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley.